Thank you so much, Steve Thomas. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White with another Fugitive of the Week. Happy Wednesday morning, sir.
Happy Wednesday to you, too. Halfway through the week, and we're just plugging along.
Yeah, and I'm very excited, and I know you guys didn't get it, but that guy that was wanted in Brentwood for the kidnapping thing that we had on a couple of weeks ago did get arrested in Portland, Maine, which is great.
He did. We were actually very actively working that. We were actually in Portland, Maine when it happened. It just happened to be one of those timing things. It was one of the addresses or the area of an address we were looking at, and fortunately for us, dumb luck on other people's part. It's nice to be lucky, but a Portland officer who was driving by recognized a stolen vehicle from last Friday.
Right.
Went up to make contact and found an individual that was passed out at the steering wheel. Upon knocking and trying to wake him up, he wakes up and immediately
bolts,
hits the gas, and time to go. Short chase ensued. I think he hit a cruiser, flipped the vehicle, and was taken into custody. So we're really happy that he's in custody. It was the full court press, as you can imagine. We worked hand in hand with the guys in Maine. The reward money being out there was a huge help. We received a lot of tips.
That's great.
And honestly, we would have had him in custody that day anyway, based on the information that we had. So
right. Again, it was just sort of dumb luck that it all came because he had stolen that vehicle and they were looking for that vehicle.
Exactly. So it really panned out. We had, you know, we had all the same information and just timing. We just a local officer that saw that plate and made the connection and quickly moved in. And fortunately, nobody got too hurt. So that was a good thing. Okay. Good to see he's in jail.
Very good thing. Hats off to law enforcement once again. All right. And now we're going to put a whole new character up for our Fugitive of the Week this week.
Yeah, we have Justin Brady Muller. He was originally arrested on bank robbery charges. He did his federal prison time, got out, and was on supervised release. When you're on supervised release, you have to maintain a job, a place to live, not commit any new crimes. He wasn't doing that. So he was arrested, I believe, back in June of this year on a supervised release violation, and he was let back out on bail with some additional conditions. Well, unfortunately, he's not doing those things either.
Didn't work the first time. Doesn't look like it's working the second time. Yeah.
So now he's wanted on bail violations on his supervised release violations on the original bank robbery charge. It's a mouthful, I know, but he's a pretty bad guy. Bank robbery isn't one of those things that you normally just jump to. He has a criminal history, including narcotics and bank robbery, and he's been around the block a bit.
Right.
Justin, or J. Brady Muller, is a male, white, 33 years of age. He's 6'1", 280 pounds, has brown eyes and black hair, has countless tattoos. The most obvious ones are on the poster. He has pretty much his full neck wrapped with a name. He has a pyramid with the all-seeing eye in the center of his throat.
Mm-hmm.
He has some initials on one of his arms with 1989. He has the name Brady on the other arm. On his hands, he has on his right hand, he has the tattoo of All Hustle. And on the left hand, he has No Luck. So he's been around Manchester, Londonderry, Hooksett, New Hampshire areas where he has a lot of friends and associates. Hopefully somebody recognizes him, can point us in the right direction, or even better yet, Mr. Muller gives us a call and says, hey, I want to do the right thing. I'm going to come in and see my probation officer, hopefully get into court today, and we'll see where that pans out.
Yeah. There. Yeah. I mean, it was just losing contact, and he shouldn't have lost contact.
Exactly. You know, you have these new restrictions on you. You're getting that other chance. You know, you had a supervised release violation. They gave you the benefit of the doubt and put you back out on bail. You know, you just have to abide by those new conditions and do the right thing. And unfortunately, he is making wrong decisions again. I'm guessing it's possibly narcotics related, but these are things that he needs to address before he gets himself locked up in jail, which is kind of where he's heading now.
Yeah, right. Well, he's in control of his own future if he gives himself in. That's great. But if people do know where Justin Brady Muller is, or if they've seen him or seen of him, what do we need to do?
You can reach out to Deputy U.S. Marshal Dempsey. He can be reached at the main number at 603 225-1632, or go on the post or click on the link that says web tip. That'll be an anonymous email sent to us. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. Those two methods, completely anonymous. We don't need to know who you are. We don't need you to testify against Mr. Brady Mahler. It's about tracking him down, getting him back in front of a judge, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, just get those tips out there if you can. It would absolutely help. Well, listen, I wish you nothing but the best again this week, and we'll talk again next week. Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White with our Fugitive of the Week. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
As do we. And you can check out the Pulse of NH app, because we'll put this interview right up there, as well as information on how you can place a tip. It's the Fugitive of the Week here in the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.